Sokala Duma Radio. Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is, as always, football legend Dr. Kumalo, as we discuss a hot topic, and at the end of the discussion, we give a fixture prediction to help you game along this festive season. First up, Kaizer Chiefs recently parted ways with Italian coach Giovanni Solinas after only 5 months in charge at the helm. At the time of the dismissal, Amakhosi were in mid-table obscurity, lying seventh on the league. Mdogisi shares his thoughts on the short stint the Italian spent at Chiefs. Before we get into it though, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za for some gaming fun with great odds on offer. So, enjoy this episode.
Radio.
Joining me now on the line is legendary midfielder Dr. Kumalo. Doc, thank you very much for joining us on the Sport Pesa podcast. How are you feeling so far, so good this season? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, and you, big man. I hope my listeners are feeling very good. We're heading towards the Christmas break. I just want to wish them all the best of luck, and that they must adhere to all the rules that will make them come back and be part of this podcast again next season, because we don't condone drink and driving. Let them take care of themselves, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, if they don't take that advice from you, then they will not take it from anyone. Thank you very much for that word, Bradog. Well, it's very difficult for us not to talk about what has been happening at your former club. So the first up, we'll talk about, we know that there's a new coach in charge, but first off, let's talk about Coach Solinas. He's been there for 5 months. It's been 4 months since the beginning of the season. How would you wrap up his time at Kaizer Chiefs and your overall impression of him?
Thanks once more for the opportunity. From what I've seen regarding the Kaizer Chiefs coach, yes, of course, he is a good coach. And I don't think they would have brought him there if his CV was not up to what they expected. But the unfortunate part is just that in football, you know, you get certain coaches that have the capacity, but they don't have the result. I've been through such in my playing career. We once had a coach that had everything, but unfortunately at Kaizer Chiefs, he didn't yield any results. And that doesn't make him a bad coach, because any coach that has been given a task, it's all about how the dressing room, how the players perceive or respond to his philosophy. I don't think there's any coach out there that is bad. But yes, of course, we cannot shy away from the fact that when we look at the results, the true reflection of what Kaizer Chiefs fans want to see. And I don't want to sound like someone that suspects Coach Solinas, because he's a colleague. But unfortunately, it didn't go according to his plan, because the players probably they weren't responding, and hence that's the reason why probably he couldn't get the results. But other than that, there are certain avenues where probably he has touched or he has done a positive thing. But we know very well where the Kaizer Chiefs come from and what is their norm. Because we're talking about a club that is at a pedigree in terms of getting silverware. And it is a norm at Kaizer Chiefs. You cannot end the season without any trophy. And he came at a time whereby he was one of those uphill where he had to face Pirates back to back. And I think that was a downfall, because his first derby, after he learned the lesson, and also then in the second one, that's probably the one that made the Kaizer Chiefs management to think otherwise. But having said that, it's an unfortunate situation for Coach Solinas, and he came at the wrong time, whereby they were in need or probably hungry for silverware.
All right. And last one on him specifically, looking at the duration that is spent, Would you feel had done? You had a similar experience at Baroka. You coached the last two matches of the season. I'm sure as a coach, Coach Doc Khumalo, you would have wanted more time. Do you think that perhaps he should have been given a longer period than just 5 months in charge?
We're not talking about the period only, but also if you weren't part of the preseason, clearly you wouldn't understand what has been done in the preseason. Because when we talk preseason, preseason is part of periodization. Periodization is planning of the season.
Sure.
So when they were planning the season, it was not part of it. How did they come about to get the players that were there without him knowing that when I'm looking at the season? Because there are certain phases in a season, in a periodization that you go through, that you understand that, oh, okay, if I have this kind of a player, and if anything happens to him, and I'm in this kind of a phase, probably if I introduce this one, this will work for me. Because he's planning for a season, but he was not part of that phase. So it made things difficult for him. Hence, he was finding it difficult to find a combinational team, whereby probably you will get plus or minus 80 to 90% of the players that will play consistently. So, but he was keep on chopping and changing, or playing different types of playing phases and all those things. So that's what crippled him. That's what actually caused the way it is.
All right. So you understand the situation that he's finding himself in.
I understand very clearly. In football, you can't cut corners. It has to be done according to the book.
Absolutely.
You're
going to
hit the ceiling.
All right, Doc. We thank you very much for those thoughts. Let's look now at the fixtures that we'll be playing across in the next few weeks. The first one is this week's fixture in the CAF Champions League. Mamelodi Sundowns will travel after drawing against Baroka on Tuesday night. We'll travel to Al Ahli Benghazi from Libya. Mamelodi Sundowns traveling to Al Ahli Benghazi on the 15th of December. Who is your money on then?
Well, from the look of things, like you pointed out, alluded to the fact that they might have drawn against Baroka. Sundowns, they have a pedigree in terms of playing in the cup games.
Absolutely.
And they have been public champions. They've been out there. They know what's the situation. At the moment, they might be going through a phase whereby it's a situation where they don't want to find themselves in, because they were playing and stopping because they were out of the Telkom Cup. But having said that, they're going out to play the team in Libya. In this case, I think they will come back probably with the draw. And they will take advantage of the home game here in South Africa.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.